Welcome to the Reflections on Leadership podcast with Carl Bimshaw.
Hey, I thought I'd read a passage out of this book, Think Again, Ways to Dismantle Lousy Leadership, which, by the way, if you enjoy reading leadership essays or challenging your perspective, it's a damn good book. Anyway, let me read a passage. You always make a difference. If you don't think you do, keep thinking until you find a way you can. Then do that. You won't always know how, when, or why, but you will always make a difference. You won't always know who or what is affected by your actions, but it is impossible for you to avoid mattering. Everything you do matters to someone else somewhere. Do not settle for always being a passenger during this journey. Be of service to others. Find a wrong to right, a wound to heal, tears to turn into laughter. You are gifted with the ability to make a difference. Make a positive difference. What I want you to do is work on your purpose, live your values, and lead well. When you work on your purpose, you automatically become more productive, happier, and act with gratitude. When you live your values, you make better decisions based off your beliefs, goals, and wants. When you lead well, you are remaining curious, optimistic, empathetic, and persistent. You are faithful to your mission and freely share insights for the betterment of others. When you apply clear vision, passion, and action to each endeavor, you contribute a greater piece of yourself to the world. All of this grows your confidence, personal power, and capacity to lead yourself and others. Lousy leaders cannot accomplish these feats, which is why you must. Imagine how much more we could accomplish if leadership were less of an ego trip or a popularity contest. What if the number or size of problems solved, crises averted, lives saved, elders respected and cared for, children fed and educated defined success, instead of the subjective smiley faces on a survey or the number of zeros on a balance sheet? What if everyone, regardless of condition, stage, or station in life, was inspired to adopt projects that use the best of his or her strengths and abilities to contribute to improving a small part of the globe? What could you fix, enhance, eradicate, or disrupt to transform your world? Organize your thoughts. Some people are great at creating lists. They have impressive lists. Accomplishing tasks, a little less so. Some people are decisive and action-oriented. They get lots of things done fast, and then they redo a lot of things faster. Some people think, and think, and think. Others seem to put very little thought into what they do. People have different styles and strengths. It's what makes the world go round. Experiment and find a system that works for you. Capture ideas. Decide which ones support your immediate goals and which ones you want to save for later. Know when to cross items out or delete them. Discover your strengths and shortcomings and resources to help with both. Figure out how much and by when for every action. Thoughts are great, but meaningless without action. Actions without context create more confusion than clarity. Leaders create clarity and take action. Let's talk about the myth of ease. It is not easy to possess courage when your nerves shake your entire body. It is not easy to demand accountability, results, and forward movement when comfort and contentment sets in. It is not easy to detach from your ego when it demands near constant attention. It is not easy to ignore your irrational fears when your imagination vividly feeds them. It is not easy to regularly increase your knowledge and flexibility when you feel uncertainty and confidence in your ways. It is not easy to expand rather than contract when you sense scarcity. It is not easy to embrace dichotomy when you have a clear preference for one over the other. You do not lead because it is easy. You lead because you must. You lead well because you care about your integrity, your character, the cause, and the people who freely follow you. From afar, leadership can look easy. It is a myth. Those who lead poorly dwell on the burdens. Those who lead well often make it look effortless. Excellent practitioners of any craft make it look easy to the casual observer. However, they do not concern themselves with the opinion of the casual observer. High performers in any discipline practice in the arena long before the spectators arrive. Don't listen to them, you're fine. People make a lot of money off your lack of self-esteem or self-awareness. You're not good-looking enough, your car is too wimpy, or guzzles too much fuel, your teeth could be whiter, your family happier, your waist thinner, and if you want to trust cartoon bears, your butt could be cleaner. You are stupid for whom you voted for, your job lacks pizzazz, in fact, your whole career could be better if you went to the right college, not the one that costs too much, or the one that lacks prestige, the other one. The team you root for is great, but not the greatest, and your kids would be smarter if they wore high-performance shoes. You could find the perfect partner if you were more assertive, but don't talk as much. The food you were feeding your family is probably killing them, and if you cared, you would protest, but not with those people. They're all idiots. Just do 7 things for 10,000 hours, or is it 10,000 things for 7 hours? Doesn't matter. To be exceptionally successful, you only need 4 hours. Essential oils, a protein shake, and the right selfie, which you should pay an expert to take for you. Exhausted yet? Low energy, no stamina. Sad. It seems impossible to do it all, to be all things to all people. You cannot. You should not. Don't listen to them. You're fine. Knowing there are more than 300 million people affected by depression worldwide won't keep you from feeling alone. And the fact that 18% of the U.S. population experiences some type of anxiety disorder brings no comfort. Clearly, we need a better system to filter what informs our outlook and influences our decisions. Lousy leaders prey on those with learned helplessness and hopelessness. Stop feeding lousy leaders. Starve them off. Clear the thorns and weeds that are cluttering your personal path and define success for yourself on your terms. Spend a few moments to quiet the sounds competing for your attention. Then prune the excesses of your life, material or otherwise, and capture your answers to the following questions. 1. What problem do you want a hand in solving? That's your vision. Why? That's your passion. What steps can you take in the next 5 seconds, minutes, or hours to inch closer to solving that problem? That's your action. Repeat. That's consistency and discipline. These 4 steps are just as easy to complete as they are to ignore. You get to select which path to take. If you choose to equip yourself with self-directed vision, passion, action, consistency, and discipline, you will fare better. Leadership uses the head, heart, and hands. You need emotion and empathy. You need intellectual curiosity and reason. You need the capacity to take action. Don't overvalue emotion so much that it clouds your judgment. Likewise, don't overanalyze things that you have no control over. When you find yourself overthinking, it's a symptom that you're fearful of doing. A leader can have fear, but their fear shouldn't stop them. They take the risk. They risk looking vulnerable or inept because they have confidence that if they fail, they will recover. They also know that their bias for action, more often than not, makes them look strong and knowledgeable. If you're thinking too much, you're not doing enough. Do more. Get busy. Take action. Leaders ask. Leaders think differently, which is one of the reasons they stand out from the crowd. Crowds tend to settle, content with how things are or lamenting how things were. Leaders take comfort too, but in smaller doses. They know how much comfort leads to complacency and a false sense of certainty. They know there are at best 3 certainties in life. We will all die, we will all pay taxes, and we will all face uncertainty. Surprisingly, better leaders do not lack uncertainty. This fact does not immobilize them, it emboldens them. The tools at their disposal are no different than those anyone else can access. It has to do with their way of thinking. They conceive possibilities by asking if. They discern by asking which. They weigh time by asking when. They consider place by asking where. They examine the thing itself by asking what. They consider motive by asking why. They study the means by asking how. They think about the person or group by asking who. Did you notice? Effective leaders ask more than they tell. When you equip yourself with these questions and are open to what they uncover, intriguing alternatives and new ways of facing old problems will emerge. If you haven't already adopted this type of thinking, you ought to consider doing so. Each day, every time, you encounter uncertainty. A word of caution. When you make a habit of thinking this way, you begin to stand out from the crowd as a leader. Lead the change or lead the same. Want to change things? Lead the change. Don't want to change things? Lead the same. You can sit back and be a non-participating observer 95% of the time. You will either remain blissful or stew in resentment, depending upon your attitude and point of view. You can have gratitude for the luxuries of living in contentment or complacency. Occasionally, you will get riled up enough that you will feel compelled to lead. I prefer working with those who roll up their sleeves and get involved 95% of the time and are content 5% of the time. It is when they rejuvenate that they most often get struck by another cause, vision, or idea to bring about or contribute. I'm not overly picky about when you choose to lead, but I care passionately that when you do, you manage better and lead well. Decide how you're going to lead. A good number of leadership problems I see come about because the leader has never given any thought to the question, how are you going to lead? Many are dumbfounded. Though to be fair, if you ask a writer, how are you going to write, there's a similar confusion. The smart ones in both camps reply with a smile and say, well, that's a good start. No one aspires to be a lousy writer or a lousy leader, yet both are abundant. After some thought, a writer might talk about their discipline. I write for 3 hours every night. I edit 4 hours during the day. They might talk about outlines, research, summoning the muse. They envision book launches, cocktail parties, and movie adaptations. As heart-quickening and aspirational as it all may be, it still leaves the question unanswered. Given enough time to ponder, the writer will talk about other authors, the books they like and abhor, favorite characters, settings, styles, and genres. They talk about their craft and how they're working to improve it, what rules they adhere to, which ones they bend, and those they detest and ignore. They have a preferred method of writing, but will use charcoal on a brick wall to capture the words if they must. What they have is a philosophy. So should a leader. You ought to have a plan as to how you will lead, yet have flexibility if conditions change. What other leaders do you learn from, positively and negatively? What do you like about leading? What makes you uncomfortable? What kind of people and causes do you easily support? What challenges you? What norms and perspectives do you honor, and which ones do you rebel against? How do your strengths and values inform your point of view? Is it unyielding, or will it change if you suddenly work for a competitor? You may not have answers, but you should be curious enough to start finding out. Learn more about yourself, so your leadership is decisive and confident, based on your purpose, not on a whim.
Thank you for listening to the Reflections on Leadership podcast, produced by Carl Bimshaw Consulting, the leadership development and accountability firm that helps busy professionals to challenge, disrupt, and dramatically reduce the influence of lousy leadership in their business. Learn more at carlbimshawconsulting.com. Manage better, lead well.